America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Federal immigration agents are ramping up arrests across Hispanic immigrant communities in the Chicago area. This is part of the Trump administration's recent deportation campaign. The Sun-Times has been able to confirm 30 arrests, but the full scale of this operation remains unclear. Advocates say arrests are happening during traffic stops and outside Home Depot stores. Miguel Avello Ribera leads a nonprofit that advocates for immigrant workers.
As we experience this desperate federal invasion of our neighborhoods, our collective safety is disintegrating by the day. Day laborers, our neighbors who build, paint, fix, and beautify this city have been the target of these unwarranted attacks.
Advocates are urging U.S. citizens to step up and help immigrant workers with food and financial assistance. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show intimidation. Pritzker tells MSNBC comedians likely offend somebody every single night. He says Kimmel gets some things wrong, but the Trump administration is using the power of government to intimidate companies to fire people. Kimmel made several remarks last week about his reaction to the conservative activist Charlie Kirk's assassination on his show. Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch says state lawmakers have no plans to change legislative maps to try to send more Democrats to Congress in next year's elections.
We haven't had any conversations regarding redoing our maps in the middle of a decade. We did our maps a few years ago. Our maps generated the most diversity this state has ever seen.
California is seeking to change its maps after Texas redrew that state's congressional districts in an effort to elect more Republicans to protect a slim GOP majority. Illinois did eliminate two Republican-heavy districts when it redrew maps after the last census. Chicago Public Schools is being tight-lipped on how it's going to respond to a threat from the federal government to strip the district of a $15 million five-year grant. The Education Department is giving the district until tomorrow, Friday, to take two actions in order to keep that relatively small grant. One is to abolish a plan called its Black Student Success Plan. Second, the district needs to issue a statement saying students must use bathrooms and compete in sports based on their gender identity at birth. Chicago Public Schools says it won't comment due to ongoing federal investigations into these policies. And some good news to end the rundown. Congratulations to the Leo High School Choir. They've advanced to next week's final round on America's Got Talent and will be one of 10 acts competing for a $1 million prize. If the choir wins, the Sun-Times reports the teens will split the prize money to help pay for college. You're listening to the Rundown. Nearly 50 instructors at Illinois colleges and universities are on what's called the Professor Watch List. This is an online database. It was compiled by late conservative activist Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. His nonprofit group says it tries to document professors who, in their quote, advance leftist propaganda in the classroom. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reached out to every single Illinois professor on that list, and several said they faced online hate and in some cases threats of sexual assault and death. And just to note, this story does contain references to rape and other violence that some listeners may find objectionable.
Laura Beth Nielsen teaches sociology at Northwestern. She found herself on the list for, ironically, her research on hate speech. It all started in 2017 when she wrote an op-ed for the LA Times, arguing that hate speech can lead to high blood pressure and low self-esteem, among other illnesses. She went on Fox News to discuss her op-ed with former host Tucker Carlson. It was added to the Professor Watch List website around the same time for being, quote, anti-free speech. For weeks afterwards, Nielsen says she received dozens of hate emails and mailed letters, sometimes up to 15 a day. The worst ones, she says, were of people threatening to rape her in front of her children and husband. She eventually couldn't bring herself to even open them.
I had my husband, I'm like, I need you to read my emails. and like just put them somewhere. And then my husband could not do it.
Nielsen says it disrupted her life, but she had put it aside until Kirk was fatally shot. After Kirk's death, President Trump ordered all American flags to be flown at half staff.
It does feel very oddly alienating from your own country to have everyone mourning this person who I was on his list of people that he wanted to, I don't know what the verb is at the end of that sentence, destroy, ruin their life.
The website was launched in 2016 by Kirk's Turning Point USA and targets professors for promoting what the site calls racial ideology, among other things. The highest number of Illinois professors on the list come from Northwestern, and that's because the site flagged several faculty who are also medical practitioners offering gender-affirming care at Lurie Children's Hospital. Three professors even come from the private evangelical Christian school Wheaton College. And here's Kirk talking about the watch list in a promotional video online.
The professor watch list uncovers the most radical left-wing professors from universities that are known to suppress conservative voices and advance the progressive agenda.
For those on the list, their disciplines and experience varied. Some professors were tenured while others were visiting lecturers. Some taught chemistry and physics and others focused on history and gender studies. Several who spoke with WBEZ say the site grossly mischaracterizes and reduces their work. The site includes each professor's name, headshot, a short description on why they're on the list, and sometimes a phone number for their department. Robert Pape is a political science professor at the University of Chicago.
This is part and parcel of the escalating era of violent populism.
He is not on the list, but much of his research includes analyzing how these online lists can foment animosity and violence. The perpetrators, he says, are getting more sophisticated in their planning and are turning to websites that target specific individuals with differing political ideologies.
When there's information that's put on the web that is identifying somebody as a particular political danger to a group, and it can be really to any group, this carries a greater degree of seriousness than it did just a few months ago.
One professor from Chicago says he and his family members have received emails and social media messages telling him to die. He's on the professor watch list for writing about racial inequities in science fields. He agreed to speak with us, but wants to keep his name and school anonymous for fear of being targeted again.
Do I have to constantly update my family and my students and have them sort of keep their head on a swivel because of the heightened intensity around, you know, the hate rhetoric that has come out of this space?
Turning Point USA did not respond to a WBEZ query about how some professors on the watch list have gotten death threats. Iman Abdelhadi, unfortunately, is no stranger to those threats. She's an assistant professor at the University of Chicago studying human development across cultures. She's outspoken in her advocacy for Palestinian self-determination. It's what landed her on the professor watch list in 2023. And Abdelhadi says she's received a new wave of hate since Kirk's death.
An email I got yesterday literally said that the person said, "I hope you die in front of your family."
The University of Chicago does offer professors a mechanism for reporting threats to the UChicago Police Department, as well as mental health counseling. In a statement, the university says it takes potential threats, quote, extremely seriously. But for her own safety, Abdelhadi paid a company to scrub her personal information off the internet. She's also had her office phone and email taken off the university's website and locked her social media accounts. Still, Abdelhadi says she's not going to stop speaking out. As a Palestinian American, she says it's in her tradition to do so.
I just don't think that I would be living up to my values if I relented in the face of this harassment. And so I try really hard not to let the fear stop me from saying what I think is right.
But Abdelhadi does fear for her life. Even though she's only 36, she's written a will. She says that's in case she's ever physically attacked. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
Weather, clear skies tonight. You've got a low in the mid-60s and then sunshine again on Friday with a high in the mid-80s. Looks like we're going to see plenty of rain throughout the weekend. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.